this is a personal reflection on my experience and challenges with COVID as a teacher. After a whole year of bonding and building relationships with my students, the moment had come. It was the morning of their 8th grade promotion. They had overcome so many obstacles, including switching to and from remote learning twice. They had to adjust and readjust. They had to learn and relearn. They had to persevere through online classes and Zoom meetings, find the intrinsic motivation to complete their homework, even though they could just as easily play video games or sleep in. They made it through wearing masks at school every day and distancing themselves from their best friends. Many of them even endured the pain of losing loved ones from COVID. All those challenges disappeared for a moment as these kids lined up and received their certificate of promotion. They were now high schoolers. As this profound moment was happening, I found myself laying in bed with fever and tears swelling in my eyes, realizing I couldn't be there to congratulate them. I struggled to open my computer to watch the live stream, which the quality made it almost not even worth watching. I tried to identify the students based on what they told me they would be wearing, and I thought of all the girls who were so excited to show me their dresses. I thought about how they might have been rushing up to me to hug me and take pictures, but I was at home, sick with COVID. COVID got in the way of a lot of important things for me. My family vacation to Hawaii was canceled, my college graduation was canceled and broadcasted virtually, my sister was stuck in another country, unable to come home, and I was unable to spend time with my grandparents for almost a year. Although all of these things were hard, the absolute most difficult of all of them was missing my students' promotion.